The gospel today begins with someone in the crowd expressing a material concern and asking our Lord to resolve it. And our Lord answers in an interesting way. "Friend, who appointed me as your judge and arbiter?" Then he goes on to say, take care to guard against all greed. For though one may be rich, one's life does not consist of possessions. Our Lord, in this way, he sort of gently balks at the idea of getting involved in the resolution of a sort of banal and ultimately inconsequential concern between these two brothers and a question of how they're going to divide up the inheritance that's left to them. But he doesn't simply blow off the question. He goes on to answer it in a way that's illuminating, instructive, for the real moral issue at stake. The problem with the question is that the young man that's asking the question, his focus is in the wrong place. He's looking at resolving an issue of material, and his concern is most probably one that's limited to self-interest. And our Lord goes on to adjust the focus on the spiritual aspect of the question. Take care to guard against all greed. Greed is one of the seven capital sins or vices. And therefore, it is a very important question. It's not the question of material, but the question of one's relationship to material possessions that's important. One can have a vast empire and at the same time not be greedy, or one can have very few possessions and hold on to them with stinginess and practice greed. So it's not a question of how much does one possess, but how does one possess what he has and what does he do with it that really is important. Material goods then should be seen as moral goods. A material good that is not used for a moral end is in and of itself without any lasting value. And that's why our Lord tells this parable and ends it, you know, with this I'm forgetting the word in English. I've been speaking Portuguese in my homilies for the last 3 years. Reprovation, I think, if that's a word in English. He corrects this character in the parable, the rich man. "You fool, this night your life will be demanded of you. And the things you have prepared, to whom will they belong?" So, what our Lord wants us to understand is that it's pointless to store up material goods without any concern for how they will be used for the good, for the common good. There's also the issue of selfishness here. The rich man, he's not thinking about, oh good, I have a lot of things, I've got a lot of food, how much good can I do? There's so many poor people that need assistance. But rather, he's thinking about his own pleasure and his own carnal and temporal pleasure. And so many today in the developed countries that enjoy a material quality of life that's very comfortable basically stop at that point and they're satisfied. And unfortunately, that's not what is important to our Lord. Our Lord concludes this parable. Thus will it be for the one who stores up treasure for himself, but is not rich in what matters to God. What matters to God above all is our salvation. And our goods can do nothing to save us, but can be a means to our salvation if we use what we have to do good works and thus become rich in what matters to God. So in the end, in a certain sense, he who has nothing left to give is the richest of all. Today we're celebrating the memorial of a saint, and I confess I know very little about the life of this saint, but just reading from what the church says about him in the breviary, we can see that St. Paul of the Cross did practice this kind of detachment from material goods, or the freedom, the Christian freedom, to be able to transform material goods into spiritual good. What it says about St. Paul of the Cross. St. Paul of the Cross was born at Ovada in Liguria in 1694. As a young man, he helped his father, who was a merchant. From this, we can understand that he must have been at least comfortable in life. Then it says, however, aspiring to a life of perfection, he left all behind. He left all behind and brought together a group of associates who joined him in caring for the poor and the sick. So, St. Paul of the Cross transformed his wealth. He left it behind. He might have given it to the poor, but in practicing that freedom, he became the good, the wealth, for the poor and the sick. It concludes his short biography. After he became a priest, he worked even more earnestly for the salvation of souls by founding homes, exercising apostolic zeal, and afflicting himself with harsh penances. He died at Rome on October 18th, 1775. So, brothers and sisters, let us remember that all that we have, our natural gifts, our spiritual gifts, and our material goods come from the Lord, and they're given to us for our ultimate purpose, our ultimate end, which is salvation, to be saved and to be with our Lord in eternity. And therefore, these material goods that we have, and our, as well as our natural talents and abilities, our time, are all means to the end, not to be confused with ends in themselves. And the sin of greed is that sort of blindness that stops at the material good and the desire for one's own comfort, one's own power, which fails to see that that material good could be used for the good of others. And that's why our Lord entrusts such goods to us. Let us pray to Our Lady, Mother of the Church, to unite all Christians in the spirit of charity, to be collaborators, co-workers in the church's mission, which is to distribute graces, particularly the grace of salvation, to all. May our material goods, particularly of Christians in countries that enjoy wealth. May these things be for us transformed into the means to work with our Lord, with our Lady, for the salvation of souls. Praise be our Lord Jesus Christ.